The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to ParentCast, a podcast dedicated to new parents, new babies, and their new lives together. So listen and relax, because it's free, it's funny, and it's a lot better than therapy. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of ParentCast. I'm your host, Mary Larson.
And I couldn't wait to do this episode.
I know you have been chomping at the bit, but who are you?
That's me. I'm Mr. Blake Larson.
Hey, look at you mixing it up. So today's episode, we usually start off our podcasts with a judgment-free zone story. So what's a judgment-free zone story for those who might be tuning in for the first time?
Judgment-free story is the part of the episode where it's basically you tell a story or confession or something that you did with your kid or something that happened to you that it's when you tell it at this point from now on in the podcast, it is completely judgment free. No one can sit there and give you the judgy eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know the judgy eyes.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, well, you're a girl. Girls give judgy eyes all the time.
You kind of give judgy eyes sometimes to me. And I think this is why we start the show off with the judgment-free zone. Because sometimes one of us or both of us or even not meaning to, we can sometimes slip into being a little judgmental of other parents or of each other. And it's kind of a reminder to say, don't judge any other parent because we're all in this together.
Yeah, you don't know me.
That's right.
So that's what it is. Basically, it's a call to arms about the fact that from now on, in this podcast, it is judgment free. You can't make any more conclusions other than, hey, we're all parents. We're just trying to figure it out as we go along here.
So today's topic is based upon a BuzzFeed article. Now we all love the BuzzFeed articles, especially the ones with the GIFs. Or is it GIF?
GIF.
Whatever, GIF. You know how to say it.
Dot GIF.
We just rained it. But it's called The 19 Things People Swear They'll Never Do Until They Have Kids. With a little underneath it said, it's all so easy before you have one. So this has been causing a little bit of a stir. How come, Blake?
Because I think a lot of it is pretty true, as a matter of fact. When we'll get into it, we're going to do the top 10. Because I think those are the things that apply to us most as new parents and probably for you out there. But before I think we get started into it, let's actually get into the judgment-free zone.
All right, so to start things off, we're going to jump in with number one. Things I never said I'd do until I had a kid. Number one is complain about being tired. Blake, have you been complaining?
Okay, first of all, I'm too tired to be complaining about being tired. All right. There's just no way I can do that. I guess I did complain at first about being tired just because I felt like I was the only person on the planet that was actually having a baby at that very moment in time.
Yeah, you're so unique.
I know. Like, I'm the only person that's ever did it. I'm the only person that's ever going through being tired with a kid. And you know what I have to say to all you people that are still complaining about being tired? Shut up.
Wait, people who have kids and who are complaining about being tired?
Yeah,
people
shut up.
In general?
Shut up.
Blake.
No, really. Shut up.
Why?
Because every parent goes through it. So I made a conscious choice to stop complaining about being tired. Really, I did.
You still complain to me like every single day at 7:40.
No, that's different because I'm married to you. We can complain to each other. But outwardly, to like other friends and other people and everything, you just sound self-righteous. You sound whiny. So shut up. I don't need to hear it anymore.
My favorite thing is when people ask me, oh, hey, Mary, do you want a cup of coffee? I'm like, really? You have to ask that? Because I'm trying exactly not to belabor the fact that I'm exhausted beyond belief.
They should just stick it in your vein.
That's what I said. I'm like, I have a 10-month-old, and you all know he doesn't sleep. He has slept 2 nights of his life.
Fully.
And both of those nights, I wasn't here. So, yes, I would love some coffee. Thank you very much.
Number two, pack on a few extra, quote-unquote, parent pounds. Mary, what do you think?
All right. So I gained weight when I was pregnant, like most women
do. Duh.
And I have found every reason under the sun to continue eating as if I was pregnant. So I'm still breastfeeding, and that means 500 calories a day I am eating.
So you're keeping like count.
No, that's the problem, is I'm not keeping count. I should be keeping count like on MyFitnessPal or something, so I wouldn't be packing on extra parent pounds, because to me, I've been like, oh, it's fine that I'm still squishy around the midsection. I'm breastfeeding. I'm supposed to have extra fat.
Wait, when did all of a sudden you turn British?
I don't know. When I try to be fancy and not fat, I guess I try to be it. But as you and I both know, we had a come to Jesus moment a couple weeks ago when I thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to run for Mrs. Rhode Island. And Blake had to sit down with me and say, sweetheart, I love you. Have you gotten into a bikini recently?
I wasn't being mean.
No, you weren't. You weren't. And that's thank you. You were not. And it was the sweetest thing. And I was like, I look awesome. And so we sat down and we watched the videos and the pictures of the people from the years before. And then I went to the bedroom and I looked in the full-length mirror thinking I was going to be like Jessica Alba, just like boom, and music would fly out, like fans would blow on me, and I Beyonce just glamorous, however many weeks she was after having her baby. Ladies and gentlemen, nope, that is not the story. And I probably shouldn't be eating Girl Scout cookies right now. That's no. All I can say. How about you, Blake?
For me, I'm going to be a little self-righteous on this. I refuse to pack on extra parent pounds. Refuse. So I am sticking to my P90X routine, and I'm working out every single day, and all you people can make fun of me all you want, but when you can't reach down and touch your toes because you got a gut in front of there, hey, I'm going to be sitting here and running miles, baby.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just going to eat another cookie. Number three is that you promised you would never, dun, 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 be late. Blake, how's that changed for you?
This, unfortunately, I am constantly late now. I am constantly late. And it's not even my fault.
Oh, really?
No, it's not. Okay. I'm always ready to go.
Mr. should be waking up at 7 o'clock, but is waking up at 7:40 because he's, quote, not tired.
Well, hey, look, at least I ain't complaining about it, okay?
Yep.
No, I'm always late now. I'm always late, and it's because of my son, and he is a pain in the butt. And my wife, who is not always the most on-time person on the planet, it really has never changed. So I'm just going to say, I'm still late.
I'm going to completely disagree, because I have been much better about time management since I've had the child. You can no longer blame me. That's, you know what? Having this baby and this late issue, like when I saw this, I was like, bring it on, number three, because it's no longer my fault. So thank you very much.
Number four, bring my kids with me to social events. Mary?
You got a baby.
In a bar.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon, you stole our hearts in sweet Alabama. Truth is, we've brought our baby to a few bars. Multiple times. Yeah. And you know, he likes it because it's nice and loud and there's a lot of people that dote on him. And now we're realizing we probably shouldn't bringing our baby to a bar. It's probably not the best thing. But you get stuck in a rut. It's okay if you want to go out and wish your friend happy birthday, or if you want to go out and be a person in civilization, you have to now bring your baby. So you strap him on, you wear him, trying to be as discreet as possible. You don't want to go running in that stroller because that takes up too much space. So you wear your baby and you walk in head high and you own it and you say, yes, everyone who is celebrating you're celebrating your 30th birthday. Yay. You're taking shots. Yay. Oh, look at the time at 6:45. I have to go home and clean my son's butt. Thanks. Have a good day. But yes, we definitely have brought our child to social events. And your opinion on this?
Oh, no, we totally have. And I actually, it's almost been like a badge of honor for me now, because I'd be like, yeah, dude, I brought my kid to a bar. You got a problem with that, bro? You want to say something about it? Like, I remember one time we went to the bar and the bartender's like, hey, we're not supposed to have kids here, you know? And Reese was wearing a Superman outfit. And I looked at the guy and I was like, really, dude, come on. And I didn't say that to him because he probably would have kicked my butt. But Then he turned around and was like, luckily I only see Superman here, so don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you got 10 points in my book, dude. You get a good tip.
And I don't want people to think we only bring our baby to bars, but we go to many places.
We bring him to brothels. We bring him all over the place. You know, it's fine.
We bring him all over the place, to friends' houses, to all different gatherings. But
mainly bars.
We are definitely those people. And I'm not going to lie, we used to judge.
Oh, we totally judged.
Yep.
We so judged. And you know what the funny thing was, is like, I was like, why are you going to bring your kid out to like a restaurant?
Like get a babysitter. I know, what's get a wrong babysitter.
What's wrong with you? Why would you? Can't you just get a babysitter? You have a whole like thing out there of like websites where you can just go and find people to come like, watch your kid.
Your baby is disturbing my meal.
I know. How dare you? No way.
And now we like laugh. When we are at a restaurant and we can tell we have a rather large, like loud baby, I get kicks out of it. Even if, say it's a breakfast place, whatever. I'm not going to get worried about bringing my kid to a breakfast place. But when there is that guy sitting right next to me drinking his latte, reading section A3 of the newspaper, like he always does every Sunday.
He's reading the New Yorker. Hello, okay. I'm going to go out there and be British with reading the New Yorker.
But then all of a sudden, my kid starts screaming and throwing things. And he looks at this man, looks at me like, what are you doing?
With judgy eyes.
Oh, completely. So you know what, buddy? I'm going to go back next Sunday. Bring it. Now, it's going to take me a lot to talk about this issue because I feel really, really guilty. Number 5 is let my kid watch TV.
Now, I know what you're going to say, but first, I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
Go for it.
Which is, I grew up watching TV. TV was my babysitter. You know, I mean, other than like, you know, baseball and my dog babysat me every once in a while, too. I had no problem with kids watching TV. I really don't. And I don't understand all the people out there that have this like this huge crusade against kids watching TV. TV can be really cool. Do you want your kid watching The Walking Dead when he's 8 months old? Probably not. Do you want your kid watching the TV show Shameless? Probably not. But if you put on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or you put on, I don't know, Bonnie.
No.
Yeah, but no, dude, Bonnie's staying out of this house. No purple dinosaurs here. I don't think so. No, but if you let your kid watch something like Sesame Street, I really don't see a problem with that. And you put him in front of the TV for hours on end? No, of course not. If you want your kid to be busy for a little bit and you want to like sleep for a little while, I got no problem with that. And I never have. And all you people out there that have, that you want to like be judgy against all of us people that like TV, go pound sand. Seriously.
Though the problem is there's so many studies out there. Like that's, you know, this
study
isn't just...
what?
Studies of showing that if your child watches television before the age of 2, they're probably going to be more likely to be obese or they're going to become more addicted to television. Don't like that. No, okay, excuse me. Can you tell everyone why are you doing P90X every day?
Because I ate like crap.
And you watch TV every single day of your life.
Well, no. I also played sports every day. So that was fine. No. I'm on P90X because of college and I drank way too many beers. That's the reason why.
All right. Well, maybe it's established because of your bad upbringing. But you don't know. I'm not judging.
This is the judgment-free
this
zone.
This is judgment-free. But yes, especially being a teacher, I really, really had a problem against this. We even had talks when I was pregnant where I'd say, okay, we're not going to let the baby watch TV. He's a baby. He doesn't understand anything. Well, get this, guys. When your kid has colic for 6 months and then, oh my gosh, he's a normal baby. Nope. Starts teething and throwing up. You can't do it anymore. And Mickey Mouse Clubhouse with his hot dog, hot diggity dog will be running.
Don't sing that song again, please.
I won't.
It haunts my dreams.
Why do we have a hot dog song? Where is it's just stop. But nonetheless,
toodles.
It runs through your head and you kind of become crazy, but you're a little bit okay with it because it gives you 23 minutes of sanity.
Number 6, allow my kids to use an iPad or an iPhone. Mary?
Okay, so this is same, you know, I really didn't want Reese dealing with technology. I didn't want him to be around that. I wanted books and art and just love. Oh, sunshine and rainbows. And then I had Reese, who, God bless this baby, but I was given a challenge in this life. Oh. And this challenge is called my son, as many parents must feel. So the TV thing, before we actually found how to find Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or find Sesame Street on demand, we used to just play Baby Einstein on our iPads or phones. And then it became this problem because Reese would reach for it and bite it and drool all over it. So I even went out and got him like these baby phone thing covers so that way he could drool on it and play on it and do whatever he wants. Because once again, if I can get time to go pee, that's all I'm asking for. I am not asking for a yoga class.
I just want a little
class.
Pee session. Just a small pee session.
That is it. If I can stick you in your pack and play And if you've been screaming all day, if you missed both of your naps, okay, I'm not saying I do this every time, but if you miss both of your naps and it is 4:30 and mama hasn't peed.
Mama needs a drink.
Mama, yes, mama will have a drink that night, but mama will give you some video possibly for a minute and a half. So, Blake, how do you feel about this? Or are your feelings the same as the television?
You know, my feeling is the same as the television. Well, actually, no, it's not the same as the television. My phone is my domain. Don't touch my phone. You're not playing with my phone. I don't want kids slobber all over it. I don't want his little grubby hands full of like avocado and spit and snot. I don't want that touching my phone.
That's why you can get a baby protector.
That ruins the whole aesthetic of the phone. I don't want to be tooling around town here with a baby protector on my phone. And I ain't taking the time to take the thing off either when I have to go to work. Okay. I got to be around a bunch of people, professionals. Am I going to have a baby thing on my phone? No way. No, my kid ain't touching my phone.
All right.
He can touch your iPad all he wants to. I got no problem with that.
Thank you. So, yep. So we've given up on that and the baby just gets to eat my phone. Number 7 is post photos of my kid on Facebook.
Okay. Let me say this. I've got no problem with people posting photos of their kid on Facebook. So for all of you people out there that are going to hate what I'm about to say, just tell me. I mean, just so you know, I don't mind that you're posting photos on Facebook. But I swore I would never do it. And I'm still not doing it. I will occasionally.
No, that means you did it. Just no. You're either 0 or 100, and you are 100.
I'm not 100. I'm like 25. There are people out there that every single post they make is their kid related somehow, some way. It's a picture.
You're being judgmental, and this is supposed to be a self-reflection on things that you now do that you said you wouldn't.
Oh, I'm telling you, there are people out there that do this, and I refuse to do it. And it's okay to do it every once in a while. You know, you see your kid, you know, he's got his head stuck in a box somewhere, or I don't know, he's in a dress. You know, I don't know. It's a funny picture. Hey, put it up so all my friends can laugh about it. But no, I'm not going to be one of those people that are like so oppressive. Like, oh my God, look at my kid. Please like this. Please like this. Oh my God, it's my kids. My kids. My kids. A great picture. No way. Not going to happen.
Wow. I still think that you broke that rule. So we're just going to end it at that.
Number 8, stop going out as much. Mary?
Oh, I used to have a calendar booked that one would be so proud of. I was like, I felt like Kim Kardashian, you know? That
just,
girl is...
Just
that,
minus the booty.
After these cookies, I might be vying for it. Watch out, Mrs. Rhode Island. But no, I mean, I had a seriously booked social calendar, whether it was through activities that I was doing, seeing friends, going out. I literally had breakfast, lunch, and dinner plans, even the week leading up to my son's birth. I was like, oh, I need to see people. This is incredible. And I thought I'd go completely stir crazy after I had him. Mm-hmm. I could care less sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of happy when I have to say, you know what? I don't have a babysitter. I can't go out. Because I am so tired and I can't wait for my husband to come home so I can pee.
Wait, are you complaining about being tired?
Nope. Yes, I am. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
You are.
But, you know, we've definitely gone out less. We've had less date nights. We've had less opportunities to go hang out with friends. And we've had to invite friends over here and they have been so gracious. So we love you guys.
I know. I'd say also too, my mindset on this changed as well. I thought I was going to be like, I'm always going to go out. Dude, if my buddies call me, I'm going to the pub and I'm pounding beers and it's going to be awesome. I don't want to do any of that crap anymore. When my son was born, I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to go out to pubs. I didn't want to do anything. I just want to stay in my pajamas and watch my kid and be with my wife. I don't want to spend any time doing any of that crap. Yep. And I still don't.
I know.
We were having a conversation before we started recording earlier. On Friday nights... Friday nights used to be go out and have a good time. Now, it's seriously like sit inside, get my pajamas on, order like pizza, and watch a movie.
That's what I wanted to do as soon as I turned 30. I mean, not even have a kid. As soon as I turned 30, I was like, Friday nights are totally different. So, yeah, you definitely become a bit more of a hermit, but you're kind of okay with it.
It's fine.
Number 9. We just need to take a little bit of this time to soak in number 9 and let all of you loyal listeners know a little fact about Mary Larson. I can dress up. I can be presentable. But if you were to take a look inside my closet, you would probably call TLC and see if they could reinstate Hoarders. Because I am a mess. And we had a rule when Blake and I got married. It was pretty much a make or break if we could get married, is that I needed to keep my mess in my own space. It needed to be in my closet or in my car, but it could not invade our group space. So number 9 is let my home get a little messy.
I am a neat freak. I want everything perfect. I want everything away. I want everything in its home. So I refuse to let my house get messy. But I'm married to somebody who loves mess. Her closet, it's not a closet. No, it's not a closet. It's an abyss. That thing, things, it's a black hole. Things go in there,
hey,
and they never come out.
Hey, this is about you. This is about you. Don't
sorry.
About me.
Sorry. I'm so pent up.
I know you're passionate about this topic.
I'm pent up.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever wondered what Blake and I have disagreements about, here it is.
It's number 9.
I'm messy. But how have you, Mr. I'm so perfect, get IDP 90X and I'm clean? How have you let go? Okay, why is this the Rag on Mary episode? Tell me a little
That's
bit about
why I,
you.
I couldn't wait to do this episode because I knew it was going to rank on you the whole time.
It's taken me till number 9 to realize it.
We're almost done.
How are you faulted, parent?
I'm not faulted. As a matter of fact, it's the Pope and then me. I'm infallible, okay? I'm perfect. I'm perfect, man. Just get it right. No, look, okay. My house does tend to get a little bit messy. And am I a little bit more lax about the mess? I would say so. But mess drives me insane. So I refuse to let my house get messy still. I refuse. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
The final one, number 10. Leave the house in sweatpants. Mrs. Larson?
Why is it? You are so mean. Now I do understand why you did this. You are terrible.
Yeah, I may or may not have seen this idea and said, oh, I cannot wait to make fun of Mary. That may or may not have happened.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I mean, okay, I go out in sweatpants when I go for walks sometimes, and I go for walks every day. So I go, I do go in sweatpants, but I can tell you this. When I started to get my body back, we know it's not fully there, but when I started to get it back, I went
cookie.
Out.
Sorry.
You're never going to have another baby.
You were making fun of yourself. I know that was a little insensitive.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I can make fun of myself.
That was a little insensitive. I agree. I'm sorry.
So when I started to get my body back, I went out and I got some cute yoga pants and cute workout pants to kind of mix it up with
the
sweatpants.
And they were kind of hot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So I would say I don't always leave the house in sweatpants. I like to mix it up. I might do it on a Monday, you know, but there's nothing wrong with it, especially if your kid is sick and you do not want to put on jeans with the muffin top that you get from having a baby. I don't think so. Nope. Mm-mm. All set. And you know what you're not going to do? You're not going to put on pantyhose. Who puts on pantyhose? It is the winter. I can either put on pantyhose and wear a dress, which is, you know, annoying. I can go pantyhose free and with a dress, except I don't shave my legs that much anymore. So that's not an option either. Mm. I'm not going to put on jeans. Okay, all set. So I'm either left to my sweatpants or my newly purchased yoga pants. So yes, I wear sweatpants out in public. How about you?
I do not wear sweatpants out in public because, again, I'm perfect.
Oh, but you do wear the jeans that you've worn for the past 2 months without washing.
That is not true. That's not true. I have a couple of pairs of jeans that I wear. I would say that I'm actually not really a big fan of sweatpants. It's either jeans or shorts for me. Jeans or shorts. I'm not big into sweatpants. Because you know why? I'm going to tell you. Honest to God truth.
You're boring me.
No. Honest to God truth. For guys, sweatpants aren't a really good thing. Because when you're wearing sweatpants, if it's not the right size, your man area mm-hmm. shows.
Okay.
And I'm not packing enough heat for that. So I'm ashamed and I can't wear sweatpants outside.
Well, on that note, we have now concluded the top 10 ways that Blake can make fun of Mary. I just feel great about myself. So now it's time for the wine of the week. So my original wine of the week would have been about my child. I left him for a weekend with my husband, and it was kind of sad. But I've kind of changed my mind after this episode. Not going to lie, my wine of the week might be the fact that my husband tricked me into doing an episode that just makes fun of me. That's my wine. How about you, Blake?
My wine of the week has to deal with moms. Those moms that are out there.
You just keep going. Like, you are batting out of the park today.
I know. I'm going to die in a burning, fiery, crashy death. Listen, the moms that are out there that when they have their kid and they're like, oh, you say to them, how old is your kid? And they're like, oh, yeah, he's 56 weeks. That's crazy. Your kid's not 56 weeks. I can't even do the quick math. I don't even know what that is.
Maybe they can't. Maybe they can't do it, but
well,
they
don't
know how many weeks.
So, all right, let's just say, oh, my kid's 52 weeks. No, your kid's a year old. All right, calm down.
That's terrible math. What people would do is they might say, my child is 14 months.
Yeah, then your kid's a year and 2 months.
Oh, actually, 52 weeks. I thought you were saying 52 months.
Yeah. How's that working for you? Yeah, keep going. Hey, keep drinking the wine. Listen, all you moms out there that say, oh, my kid's 48 months old. No, he's not. No, your kid's not 36 months old. He's 3. All right? Enough with the crazy math. Let's actually just round it down. It's like those people that say, oh, the year is 2011. No, it's 2011. Get the less syllables. Let's break it down here, people. Okay? Break it down.
Let's turn things around. And let's now talk about
I'm good enough and I'm smart enough and doggone it, people love me.
We're going to now enter the wins of the week.
Mary, my darling wife, what is your win of the week? Because I know I've ragged on you this entire episode. So I want to see something that makes you smile.
I actually spent time away from you.
Oh, thank you. That's quite nice. Wow. Okay. Awesome. Hey, gotta go.
Blake had gone away a little while ago to go spend some time with his best friend in DC, and I got to go spend time with my best friend in New York who is pregnant. So Yay. It was really, really exciting to go. And we went to Bye Bye Baby and did a lot of registry shopping, and it felt great to be there and to be useful because I feel like I'm pretty useless sometimes here in my house, and I feel a little clueless, and I feel a little messy, and I'm a little late. So it felt great to put this new knowledge of being a parent to use somehow for me to be able to say, you know what? That snot sucker plug thing, that's not good. You need to get the nose freed in. And I felt like Einstein. I was like blowing brains right there saying the nose Frida was what you needed to get. How about you? What is the win of the week for you?
My win of the week was watching Reese climb up on his jumperoo. And I'm not sure if you guys have seen a jumperoo or whatever, but it's like this little thing that he can bounce up and down on and he can sit in it. But it's like an unstable thing because it's on bungee cords or whatever. So he stood up, not in the jumperoo, but outside of the jumperoo, and got up and then pulled himself up, and then he fell. And he fell and he banged his head on like the plastic. Kid took it like a champ. He was basically Muhammad Ali out there taking punches. Just took a beating from this plastic thing. Fell down, got up, looked at me, laughed, kept going. And you know what he did? Got back up there on it and stood back up on the jumperoo again. And he championed it. I was so proud of him.
Aww, that's
made me
really
smile.
Sweet. Good for you. All right, it's now time for the parent picks of the week. What do you got, Blake?
I got a song. Go out, and whenever your kid wants to go to bed or whatever, pick a song and find one that you love singing, that you know the words to, that you can actually sing, so you don't sound like a moron. Sing a song that you like. For example, my song for my son when he goes to bed is Sweet Baby James, the James Taylor version. First of all, I love JT. You can't beat him. He's a good guy from Massachusetts. Great song. And it's just a beautifully written song. And I love singing it to him. I can never, ever get sick of it. So my parent pick of the week is find a song that you absolutely love and sing it to your kids so they go to bed, or just sing to them in general. Seriously, it makes them so much happier when you sing to them. It really is. How about you? What do you got?
My pick is, if you have a new baby, or if you're pregnant and you're going to be having a baby soon, get yourself some crib protectors. They have some by Trend Lab, which are fleece, and there's all different types that you can find. But we didn't do that, and no one told us to do that.
And what happened?
And now we have a woodchuck who has eaten apart some of his nice furniture. I think I mentioned this before, and it's gotten worse. Because I was like, oh, maybe it was like a one-time deal that he ate his bed. I don't need to go out and buy these protectors. And it's gotten a lot worse. And once again, I can't find the chips. So that means he still is eating his bed. So I need to, not like really eating, but like scraping his teeth and using it as a teething toy. But if you haven't experienced this yet, and if your kid hasn't started teething, or if you're pregnant, it might be a good idea just to get them. Save the receipt. Maybe your kid won't eat wood, but if he or she does, you'll be happy. I feel so alone.
How come?
Because I'm imperfect and I'm sitting next to Mr. Perfection right over here. If you are an imperfect parent like myself and you have any feedback on this episode or that BuzzFeed article, and if you've done any of these things, please let me know. Because right now, I feel pretty crummy about myself. You're going to want to go to parentcastpodcast.com.
And if you are perfect like me, and I know there are very few of us out there, I know, I get it, but there are some of us out there, you can reach us at Facebook at facebook.com/parent.
Or check us out on Twitter at ParentCast.
And you can get us an email too at parentcast@gmail.com.
We're also up on iTunes, which is a huge success. Let me tell you, the hoops that you need to jump through to get on iTunes, something else. So you're going to want to just go to iTunes, write in ParentCast, and we're going to pop on up. So you can subscribe to us there. You can subscribe to us on our website. But if you do get to us on iTunes, we would love it if you could rate and review us. 5 stars would be great. Thanks. So what'd you think, Blake?
Loved it. I'm not going to lie. I had a lot of fun making fun of you. It was very cathartic for me.
Great. I'm going to have to go pay my therapist a visit. Thank you very much. Well, what's coming up next episode?
We got baby-led weaning with Jill Rapley.
That's right. All the way from England.
Yeah. So make sure you get that listener feedback to us. And if it's good, we'll put it on the air. And if it sucks, well, as always, you're left out.
See you later, guys. ParentCast is a Tall Mom Media production. Please do not take anything that we say as true facts. We are not specialists or really anything. We're just parents who are trying to figure this thing out. So research things on your own.
Don't sue us.
Please.
We're poor.